I have no time for graffiti artists. I think they're vandals. There's a difference, I think, between art and graffiti artists. I mean, I don't call them artists. They're just simply vandals. The Muddies Cricket Club also has been hit as well. Steve Doble from the Muddies Cricket Club is on the line. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Not so much for you guys. Is this the second time you've been hit by the graffiti artists?
Yeah, in a roundabout way. There was our whole shed was graffitied about 3 or 4 months ago, and then there has been some more recent works done on the skateboard park side of things. We have reported it to council to zero avail. And we did naturally report it to the police as well. Probably the most disturbing part of it, you know, and you look at the little timeline, was that part of the graffiti makes reference to a warning to Port Douglas that some ego-based graffiti person has entered our shire and we're all to be warned. That was probably the most disturbing part of it, was making a statement to the Douglas Shire that this individual's arrived and we should all watch out because everything's going to get graffitied from here on in. I'm sort of pleased that we haven't seen a high volume of it, but nevertheless, poor old Andrew trying to run a local business there, it's not correct that he should have to incur cleaning costs for that sort of thing.
What do you think of these characters?
I agree entirely with you. It's outright vandalism. You know, they're the sort of people that probably don't own anything, never will own anything, because they don't know how to respect anything.
Exactly. You know? And that's a point, too, that you often... I think it's the same mentality, and I think you might agree with me on this. It's the same mentality of somebody who sees a beautiful motor car, a Ferrari or some beautifully made machine, and then runs a coin down the side of it.
Yeah, fairly sick individual.
Yeah, they must have an incredibly low self-esteem or low impression of themselves, as far as I'm concerned, to be able to do this. Because basically it's a cry to say, look at me, look what I've done, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you think back all the years to when there's a new bit of pavement put in and someone scribes their initials into it or something like that. But, I mean, this really takes it to a whole new level. I'm not saying that it's okay to scribe your initials into fresh concrete, but it's fairly minimal. When you go to the extent of reaching behind gates and climbing things and deciding to deface all four sides of a non-for-profit sporting organisation's shed, then you really got to have a long, hard look at yourself. You know, that's not what the Douglas Shire is about. Go to Cairns if you want that sort of behaviour.
Okay, go down to Cairns to do that. Absolutely. Keep our Douglas Shire clean. While I've got you there, what's the latest with the Muddies? Anything coming up? Tell us about what's going on.
Yes. Well, I'll have to get on with Double O and Muzzer and do a bit of a segment shortly on Fridays. But... yeah, look, the boys have started some pre-season training, or as I referred to it last week, the pre-season turn-up. I'm probably in that category too. I'm past doing laps and those sorts of things. But right. We have started on Wednesdays for seniors, and any of the sort of mid-teens onwards, they're more than welcome to come down as well. So it's down at the Mud Pit, the Port Douglas Sports Complex, at around about 4:30. Through to about 6-ish, we try and get out of there then because the Colts have still got one or two home games and the likes. And we'll do that for a few weeks and then we'll switch to our standard Tuesday and Thursday. We'll have two sides by the looks in the seniors and then we're still working through the juniors that start about 6 weeks later. First game's probably something around mid-September. That'll come out in the next few weeks. And looks like there's a return to two-day cricket for our second-grade side.
They
play all one-day cricket last year, but we've returned to two-day cricket. And then the lower side will still be playing just the one-dayers. But looks like both teams will be playing on Sundays, which means we'll get back the double-headers, as we call them, and allows one team to obviously watch the rest of their mates in the club and have a bit of a giggle and a bit of applause, we hope. So,
beautiful.
Yeah, no, it should be good.
Beautiful. And, of course, with every club, it's the juniors coming through. It's new members. Have you got plenty? Are you fully stocked, or do you want new members always?
always looking for new members. You know, there is an element of transience about the Douglas Shire, and in particular, obviously, Port Douglas being a tourism town. So always welcome anybody, male, female, young, old. Yeah, anyone that would like to come and have a game of cricket, more than welcome, even if you just want to come down and just roll your arm over at training but not necessarily play or something like that. Everyone's always welcome at the Muddies.
Good on you, Steve. Thank you very much for talking with us, mate, and good luck with the graffiti. Let's hope this is the last of it.
Yes, yeah, or hopefully someone gets nabbed for it shortly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the police sorted out from there. So thanks very much, Paul. Have a good day.
Okay, bye, Steve. That's Steve Doble there from the Muddies Cricket Club right here in Port Douglas. They were graffitied, but as he said, that warning to people about this graffiti person coming. I mean, what about the hide of the person to do that? I mean, and they're absolute cowards. They do this under the darkness of night. You know, they're simply, I'm not going to call them graffiti artists anymore. I've just made up my mind. It's graffiti vandals. That's their full title.